Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast that we have prepared for Friday, April 3rd, 2009. We're getting a nice steady rain as we prepare the message and now share it, and actually just heard some thunder, so it may be interrupted. If so, you'll never know. We'll just make it over. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Those of you that listen regularly know this, but we share it each time for new listeners. We are Daily Encouragement Net, and our goal is each weekday to encourage with a message based upon the Scriptures. Today's message is titled, The Land of Canaan, and is based on a text from Genesis 12, verse 5.
He, Abraham, took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there.
This week I spoke to Mike, a friend who had just returned from Israel, where he had gone on a college trip with his daughter Chassie, who is a student at Philadelphia Biblical University. He shared how much he had seen during his 12-day stay, and describing the various sites expressed how huge the Valley of Armageddon was. In fact, I have a picture that he took, or perhaps Chauncey took, today, and share it at the top of the Daily Encouragement message. I suppose what surprised me as I look at the picture is just how green I can see it through the trees, since I always assumed this was a desert area.
Take a look at any regular-sized globe or world map. Your little finger will easily cover over Israel, which is among the smallest countries of the world. At 8,019 square miles, it's only slightly larger than New Jersey and has less than 0.015% of the land area on the entire planet. Its population of 7.3 million is less than that of New Jersey, and it comprises only 0.1% of the world's people. The Christian, Jewish, and Muslim faiths all revere it as the Holy Land.
This tiny piece of real estate is in the news almost constantly, certainly in a proportion far exceeding its size and population. And earnest believers in Christ know it is here that many of the end-time prophecies will be fulfilled. Actually, the current significance of this tiny land should be a real faith builder.
The Daily Text records the very first biblical reference to this land's significance when the Lord directed Abraham and his family to go there about 1900 BC. It is simply identified as the land of Canaan. Abraham's seed became the nation of Israel, named after Abraham's grandson Jacob, whose name was divinely changed to Israel. At the time of the Exodus, the fledgling nation came to be known as the children of Israel, and later just Israel.
Well, it was through Abraham's seed and in this land that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, was born, where he lived and where he died for the sins of the entire human race and for your sins and for my sins. It was in this land that the glorious resurrection took place, and 40 days later, the ascension. It was here that Jesus Christ established his church that for the last 2,000 years has been bearing witness to all nations of his completed work of redemption.
We must keep our eyes first on Christ. I firmly believe greater times of distress are coming upon our world. It has for the most part rejected the redemption plan of Jesus. The activity in that tiny land of Israel will continue to intensify. Interestingly, the present word Palestine is a derivative of the word Philistine, which of course was an ancient adversary of Israel. As believers, we must continue our mission of faithfully bearing witness for Christ. In a broader context, Jesus spoke of the troubling events of the end times using this phrase, "Such things must happen." It's Matthew 24:6. He also said in that very same verse, "See to it that you are not alarmed."
Well, today, our fellow believers and Christ followers, let us continue to faithfully serve the Lord and bear witness to his redemptive work. The final outcome for the true child of God is always good.
Let's pray together. Father, when we pause to think about the incredible journey that Abraham, Sarah, and Lot set out for, so they could eventually arrive at the Promised Land, I'm reminded of our journey that we as believers have set out for from the time we surrendered our hearts to you. Our journey is filled with much accumulations, family, friends, and the stuff of life. And it is often strenuous and marked by uncertainties and disappointments, but also achievements and gains. This spiritual journey also provides many opportunities for us to trust you for what lies ahead as we set out for our promised land on the other side of Jordan. We've set out for the land of heaven, and by faith we will arrive there in good time. And the blessing of this arrival is that we won't have to pack or unpack a thing. All we have need of will be provided in your very well-furnished heaven. Amen.
Amen. I never thought of that particular perspective, but that's right. We always know we won't take anything with us, but we don't need to either, do we? Well, thank you for joining us today. It seems we were able to get through the message without the loud thunderclap and the concern that I might need to shut the computer down. Just a nice, pleasant, steady rain greening the earth. Our website is at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Friday, April 3rd, 2009. And indeed, we do have some photos up and, in fact, may prepare more. Mike sent me a bunch of photos, and over the next several weeks, I hope to use several in various messages. We still do not have a song we suggest for today. Maybe Bruxino will think of one, or we'll just come up with a general one to encourage. There are some old-time gospel songs that deal with Canaan land, but I can't think of anything right offhand that I feel would particularly edify our listeners. Well, have a blessed day. Continue to faithfully bear witness to our Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you.